This is Dakota Datebook for January 6th. The 12th day of Christmas, or 12th night, is known as King's Day at Turtle Mountain. In Catholic tradition, it is the Feast of Epiphany, honoring the three wise men who traveled to Bethlehem to see the Christ child. A boy born on this day at Turtle Mountain was entitled to the name King, in addition to his given name. King Summer was a full-blooded Chippewa who went by no other first name. Other notable individuals named King include tribal councilman Gregory Riel King Davis and musician Eddie King Johnson. King's Day marked the end of the New Year's celebration, a week of feasting, dancing, and visiting. The sound of sleigh bells rang through the cold air as families visited elders, relatives, and neighbors, wishing them la bonne année. At midnight on January 1st, gunshots fired into the sky signaled the start of the festivities. Some households continued the nightly salute. One neighbor would shoot his gun twice at midnight and yell, "La bonne année!" Fiddle music and French songs were common at many homes. Furniture was moved aside to make room for waltzing, square dancing, and the lively Red River Jig, a mix of indigenous and European steps. Mary Jane Davis recalled that the dancing continued until 5 or 6 in the morning, with no drinking or fighting, just people enjoying each other's company. Visiting elders and relatives was the central focus of the celebration, as families were often isolated by snow until spring. Elders were served first, and the table was cleared and reset until the younger guests ate all they could. The New Year feast featured bullets and bangs, French terms for meatballs and fry bread, along with light bread made with yeast and baking powder bread known as gullet. Bullets were rolled into flour and cooked in a pot, often with potatoes and onions. Toucare, a ground pork pie with wild cranberry sauce, might also be served, along with fresh butter, home-canned wild berry sauce, or preserves. There were also raisin pies, Juneberry pies, and home-canned peaches and plums. Rita Gourneau remembered visiting her great-aunt's house after her grandfather's. She wrote, "As soon as we got to Aunt Maggie's, we were seated at the table, even though we had just come from the previous meal. For once, we ate small portions and hoped we wouldn't be urged to eat pie." Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lisa Erdrich. I'm Meryl Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.